Good morning. It is a Monday morning, and we are with Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Let's start with this headline, exclusive. Dozens of locked-up sex offenders granted conditional pardons by Governor Andrew Cuomo in New York.
The governor a few months ago announced that he was going to grant widespread conditional pardons to people on parole and others in order that they can vote. And while we've seen a number of cop killers and others who have fallen into that category, we learned that there were dozens of sex predators who, after their prison terms expired, were considered so dangerous that they were put into civil confinement, locked up in psychiatric institutions. Well, 77 of them were granted conditional pardons and could vote if they want to.
You have another story which has to do with a survivor who experienced this terrible crime of sex abuse who is pushing for this passage of a bill that will make it easier for victims to seek justice.
Gary Greenberg, who started a PAC, actually, to push for the issue for passage of the Child Victims Act, he sent a letter to the governor and legislative leaders saying that they should come back into special session and pass some kind of version of the Child Victims Act. For 12 years, advocates have pushed for and come away with nothing. And he's saying now that the time has come that they should do something and they should do it soon and come back into special session. It's doubtful it'll happen, but he's trying to up the pressure.
What's this headline? Salazar registered as GOP, then as Democratic Socialist?
There's a woman running down in Brooklyn against veteran state senator Democrat Martin Dillon, and she is a Democratic Socialist, unlike the woman who beat Joe Crowley, surprisingly, in Queens. The thing is, however, that she was once, when living in Florida, a registered Republican, and then when she moved to New York, she registered in the Independence Party. She didn't become a Democrat till last year. Meanwhile, she went from 2010 to 2017 without voting at all. So it raised some eyebrows as now she considers herself a Democratic Socialist and she's running for office.
We also have a candidate who is running against Kirsten Gillibrand for U.S. Senate, who's released her first TV ad.
Michelle Farley, she has released this ad. It's going to run statewide on cable TV and basically accuses Gillibrand of being more interested in running for president than delivering for New Yorkers. Just how much she has to spend on the ad, however, is up in the air. They say it's a six-figure buy, but she only had about $450,000 on hand in her campaign account for the last filing. So how widespread it's going to be or how long it runs is questionable.
Finally, Ken, I know something that you've been interested in for a long time, but this has to do with John Lennon and his killer who is coming up for parole.
Yes, Mark David Chapman is coming up for parole next month for the 10th time. The first nine, obviously, he's been rejected. But what makes this kind of interesting is we've seen the parole board this year in particular more willing to release controversial people, whether they were cop killers or someone who shot and killed an assistant district attorney. They're basing their decisions a lot more on prison behavior over the years and not just the severity of the crime that got them locked up in the first place. So Mark David Chapman comes up next month. It'll be interesting to see, since he really hasn't had any kind of prison violations of any note since 1994. So we'll see if he gets out.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us each Monday. For more, head to nydailynews.com. Ken, we'll catch up with you next week.
Anytime. Be well.